It's time for another Carbon County School District update, and today we're going to talk to Castle Heights Elementary. Always fun to get Castle Heights in, and of course, we bring in a familiar voice for you, Chris Winfrey, the principal at Castle Heights. Principal Winfrey, it's always great to get you in. Thank you.
Thanks, Jordan. Good to be here. It's always good to get together with you to talk sports, but this time we get to talk something a little different.
Yeah, we get to talk what's happening at your elementary school, which is always fun. First off, how difficult is it to get the kids back into the rhythm for just a couple of weeks before Christmas break? That can't be easy.
No, the holidays are well timed, I think. I've always felt like the holidays come around just in time to give teachers a little bit of a break. Honestly, I think the kids probably don't mind so much. It's the teachers who need a little bit of a reprieve. But yeah, it's tough. I mean, they go away to Thanksgiving break, and it's almost like that little carrot. Hey, this is what Christmas is going to be like. And then we throw them back into school. So it takes a couple days. But Christmas time's kind of the crazy time around elementary schools. A lot going on. A lot of events coming up, and so it's exciting for us and for the kids.
Now, we're going to talk about a lot of the events happening at Castle Heights, and to do that, you've brought in a special guest today.
Yeah, I brought in Rachel Staley, who is our PTA president, and she's got a few things she wants to talk about and let the community know about some events going on at Castle Heights.
All right, so let's bring Rachel in again, PTA president. Rachel, it's great to get you in this morning as well. Thank you.
Thank you for having me. I'm so glad to be here.
Definitely. A lot of great stuff happening. First off, I'm going to talk about this thing that you gave me. You gave me an order sheet. Castle Heights has a lot of designs for some swag. I mean, if you want a hoodie, if you want a shirt, a hat, I mean, you guys have a wide variety of some Castle Heights gear. It's pretty neat, actually.
It is. We are so excited. We do this quite often. So this year, we went a little bit bigger than we have in years past. We have hoodies, we have shirts, we have blingy shirts, we have hats and beanies and everything that you could possibly imagine, we have it for you.
You got camo as well.
We do. We have two different kinds of camo. And hello, we are in camo country.
Right.
We have to have camo.
Right. If you want the gray camo, they call that like digital camo, don't they? I think that's the term
hex
for
hex camo.
Hex camo. Okay.
Yes.
Fantastic. So a wide variety of Castle Heights gear. If you're interested in any of this Castle Heights gear, the best way to go about getting some more information or to look at it, how can you do that?
You can go to the school. We have extra order forms there in the office. Or we also have our Castle Heights PTA Facebook page. So just search for Castle Heights PTA and you will find us.
Fantastic. Now with Christmas here, what are some of the other events happening at the elementary school?
Well, we have a couple things going on. We do our annual, every month, not our annual, our monthly read activity where we get to torture Mr. Winfrey for those students who come in. We have thrown eggs at him. We've duct taped him to the wall. We've made him a human sundae. We do all kinds of things to torture him. It is fantastic, and I love torturing him, and the kids love torturing him. It's great. We don't know what we're going to do this month, so it's all up in the air. It's a total surprise, but make sure those kids get those reading calendars in because they do not want to miss it.
Yeah, be somewhat nice to Mr. Winfrey. I need him for basketball season, so be somewhat kind to him.
You know, we make no promises.
All right, well, what do we have happening as far as Christmas goes? I know you got the angel tree. That's always important. And you guys welcome the entire community into the elementary school.
Absolutely. The school does that. The student government is the ones that put that on. And I know that Chris is going to talk a little bit about that. But as the PTA, we do what's called the Santa's Workshop. So that's when we get all these fun little treats and toys and different items down here at the school. The kids come in, they go through it, they get presents for mom and dad and brothers and sisters and the dog and the best friend, because you can't leave the best friend out. And that will be happening on December 14th through the 16th. It'll be before and after school. We have different times for the kids to come. And they love it because they love being able to pick out their own gifts.
That's great. That's great. So you guys have a lot happening then.
We do. We have so much happening. The PTA is busy and it is so fun.
Now, for you being the PTA president, it's good to be busy.
It is. It is so busy. I didn't realize just how busy I'd be. I knew I'd be busy, but I didn't realize how busy. But it is fantastic.
All right. Do we have anything else happening that we haven't mentioned yet?
I just want to mention that we do have our PTA meeting on the 14th of December at 3 o'clock after school. I encourage everybody to come. They are more than welcome. I love new ideas and love having the people and the parents' involvement.
All right. Well, before we end this this school district update. We got to bring Principal Winfrey in one more time. Principal Winfrey, I want you to go ahead and talk about the Angel Tree once again.
The Angel Tree is something that I really look forward to. We all know that there are students in all of the schools here in Carbon District that are in need. And the Angel Tree is an opportunity for members of the community, not just within Castle Heights boundaries, but anyone to come in and pull a name off the Angel Tree. So we have a tree in our lobby, and we have some different students who we've identified who have needs. We've contacted the families to get sizes for clothing and shoes and just some things that the kids might be in need of. And then we invite people to come in, pull a name off the tree, and then provide a gift for those students. And it's really a great opportunity to give during the holiday season. You know, we're always trying to think about the things we want to give our own children, our families, and those kinds of things. But nothing better during the holidays than to give to somebody who you know is in need.
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely. So if somebody needs some more information about the Castle Heights Angel Tree, just give you a call at the school?
Yeah, absolutely. Just call down at the school. I believe we'll have everything in place by the beginning of next week. So they can call down to the school to get some information. If they just want to make a donation, those will also be accepted, and then we'll use that money to provide things for the students on the Angel Tree as well.
Awesome. Well, Principal Winfrey, I appreciate you and Rachel stopping by today. It's always great to hear what's happening at Castle Heights, so I appreciate it.
Thanks, Jordan. Appreciate it.
All right. That's another Carbon County School District update right here on Castle Country Radio.